Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host Andrew. I'm joined by my co-host Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. Is Sin Cara's Mystico gone from the WWE?
I don't know, Andy. What do you think? Do you think he's gone?
Nope, I don't think he's gone. I think they're going to do an angle where they have two Sin Caras and people are going to be like, what? Someone actually looks like Sin Cara? I never saw this coming at all. I didn't realize they were using a fake one. Did they realize that they were doing a fake Diesel and a fake Kane at one point? No.
It's one of those things with TV nowadays. I mean, you can't do that. But it'll be interesting. There have been reports online that I believe his name is Hunico.
Yes.
He is the fake Sin Cara. And then you have Mystico, who is the real Sin Cara.
Yep.
And they're talking about possibly doing an angle, and you know, we'll talk a little bit more about that in SmackDown. But Averno was rumored to join the WWE, and we reported on this probably about 2 months ago now. Mm-hmm. And Averno is now saying that he is not going to join, and it's mostly because of what's happened with Sin Cara.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, if you're going to come from Mexico to the United States and they're going to bury your character, or they're going to use you to get that character over and then say, well, we own the rights to it, so we're just going to go ahead and, you know, use that character from now on. That's what's happening here. And it's really sad because that means there's lots of potential Mexican wrestlers that can come in. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and then Ashley Massaro, I don't know if you remember her, but she was a part of the Diva Search. I think it was the second one she won.
Oh, yeah,
it.
I remember her.
She wants to make a comeback, Andy.
Is she coming to the WWE?
Well, what do you think?
Nope. She's not coming back to the WWE. She's going to be... I can't remember the women's wrestling organization that she's going to, but she is going to one. She's not coming back to the WWE right now. She may eventually, because she has that kind of like a certain type of look. And I think the WWE... It's like Velvet Sky. That's the only way I can explain it. So I wouldn't be surprised if she comes... I mean, she comes back to the WWE, great, but... I don't see that happening. I think she's just going to do a bunch of indie dates and go from there. Maybe she'll turn up on Impact Wrestling. You never know.
I could see her being on there, even if they only do like a 2 month program with her. Mm-hmm. I could see her on there.
Now, we talked about something last week, and we're just like, Matt Hardy, what's going on with you? Well, the other day, I look in the news, and it says that Matt Hardy was suicidal. He tweeted something out stating that his birth date to August 31st. And people freaked out, and the cops went out to his place. Apparently, he's been playing us internet people because he finds it funny. And Jeff Hardy's wife actually came out and said something about it. She is not happy about him doing this and tells him to grow up. What do you think about that, Air?
Yeah. I saw what JR posted, in terms of, you know, with what's going on with Matt Hardy. And I got to say, it's... JR doesn't really pull punches. He kind of just calls it like he sees it.
Correct.
And I think that Matt Hardy, he has some demons he needs to work out. And we know that. You and I both know that. The whole wrestling community knows that. He needs to work out these demons. I really wish that he would do something about them. Same thing with Jeff Hardy. And you know, they announced that he is going to be back on Impact this next week. And I'm interested to see what's going to happen with him. I'm interested to see his mannerisms and everything. And I really wish that Matt Hardy would do something, because I said before, Matt Hardy had the potential to be the TNA World Heavyweight Champion.
And it's sad that he won't be ever because of his actions. Now, I can see what he was doing. He was playing the internet people, and I completely understand that now. Saying there's an entity at his place, I thought it was maybe going to be a character, it's all an angle type deal. But no, he's actually messed up, and he tried to mess with the internet people. And I think he was just screaming out for attention. I think that's what he did this last time, basically putting down that he was going to kill himself, basically, on the 31st. Messed up. Completely messed up.
Yeah, Yeah.
So anyway, so the SmackDown rating is up because SmackDown actually was on Tuesday and it was live on Sci-Fi. Usually the rating the week before was 1.88. It jumped to a 2.2. So does this mean that we're actually going to have SmackDown on Tuesdays from now on, or are they going to still do the Friday show?
I think they'll still do the Friday show. I think this was a test, though. But here's the other thing I need to ask you, Andy. Were you more excited to see it on a Tuesday instead of a Friday?
To me, it was weird because usually there would be a couple shows on USA that I'd watch, and that would be it. And then there's nothing else on Tuesdays. Now with the WWE maybe potentially running it on Tuesdays, I mean, it's cool to me because some of the shows that are on Tuesdays suck anyways. And you could put this on Sci-Fi, and I think people will actually watch it. And especially since it's live, I think it's a big deal. They could still do a Friday show. They could still run like Superstars on Fridays. And they could do it at like the 7 or 8 o'clock time slots, Standard Time. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what they're going to do from here. And this was a test. And I think they passed this test. And I think they see, okay, maybe it's just a super show. We're going to run another one where it's just SmackDown Superstars and see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree. I think that's probably what they're going to do. I actually like this on Tuesday. And I really like watching it live because let me tell you what, I actually prefer not to watch it on Fridays. I try to avoid spoilers, but sometimes something big will happen and you're like, oh, I got to see what happened.
Christian lost the world title to Randy Orton. What?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that you pay attention to that. And so it's not a surprise. And same thing with TNA. And that's the thing I don't like about TNA. I don't like it being taped. I really don't. But I think this would be a good thing. I really hope they continue in this direction. But Andy, we do need to move on. And I wanted to ask you what you think about Jericho. He slammed Punk for using one of his moves that he used quite a bit back in the day. And you didn't even notice it right away.
I didn't. I still have not noticed him using this move.
Well, I think he only used it this past night, past Monday.
Oh.
And he used a double underhook backbreaker, which Jericho has used quite a bit. And I saw him use that. I'm like, oh, Jericho, that's Jericho's move. I immediately knew that. And Jericho slammed him for it. Now, is he actually mad at him? Or is this a slow buildup to Jericho possibly coming back and facing Punk at WrestleMania?
It has to be because technically Shane Helms, I saw him using that move a long time ago. So did Jericho steal it from Helms? Shouldn't Helms be ticked off about it? No. But I do see the point where it could be an angle or a potential angle, and they're just seeing how this works out. How many people are upset on the internet? You never know. So CM Punk, does he actually equal buy rates? The answer is no. You would think that Money in the Bank would have been one of the biggest pay-per-views, but it wasn't. And why is that?
You know, I don't know. I think that the thing is that there was some buildup. There was about 3 weeks worth of buildup, and that we got excited for it. And had you and I not actually buy these pay-per-views every single year, or every single month, I should say, that we probably would have bought this. I mean, we would have bought this. I would have bought this. You even told me you wanted to pay more money after you bought this. It was actually a really good pay-per-view. But I think the thing is, and I hope WWE is looking at it this way, I think the big thing is that the WWE is building a storyline. And so Punk is starting to rise. You know, Stone Cold didn't sell pay-per-views when he first started his 316. He didn't. But people were getting excited for him. And I think it's the same thing with CM Punk. I think people are really getting excited for him.
No, I completely agree. And I'm just – see, what they're doing with this pay-per-view and what really makes me mad is that they're not releasing it on Blu-ray yet. They're waiting, which I find really weird because they've released everything else on DVD and Blu-ray at the same time. Why not this pay-per-view? Apparently, they want to make more money some way, somehow. So it's going to be interesting how they do this.
Yeah, I'm going to be interested too. Now, Andy, I wanted to bring back our Today I Learned segment.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I find this just kind of funny. But did you know that Kevin Nash is actually older than John Laurinaitis or Johnny Ace?
Really?
He's actually older than him by 5 years. He's 5 years older than him.
Wow.
Just kind of fun little fact to think about. So let's move on to Raw, Andy.
Yeah, so SmackDown stars to appear on Raw until further notice. And is that going to help SmackDown?
That's what the WWE thinks.
I don't think it's going to matter. I mean, you can have one or two stars come over here and there, but having them over there all the time gets annoying. Because you have two different brands. It should stay that way. But remember, it's not SmackDown versus Raw anymore. It's WWE 12 from now on.
Yeah.
Or the year. I don't think it's going to help. I don't think
that helps. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
It will.
Yeah. So, but could CM Punk versus Miz be a test for a later pay-per-view? Yes. It's going to be. They're not doing anything with Miz because they don't have anything because they're not paying attention to business right now. So they don't know what to do with the Miz. It's sad. CM Punk's, you know, putting out great matches now.
And his match with Miz was really good too.
Yeah, I was very surprised at how good it was.
I hope that they have a pay-per-view match at like TLC or something, you know? And you could do this. I mentioned earlier if Jericho came back, especially to face CM Punk, and you have that at WrestleMania, that's going to be one of your biggest matches. Up until then, you could have like Punk versus Miz at Royal Rumble. You know, you could have Punk versus Miz at Elimination Chamber or put them in the Elimination Chamber. So that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see it. The other thing also, is there any heat really for the Dolph Ziggler and Jack Swagger feud right now? I mean, because it's not really a feud. It's just they're feuding over, well, I guess, Vicky Guerrero.
This is the first time in history this has ever happened, by the way, that two men have ever wanted Vicky Guerrero.
Exactly. You know? And I don't understand this. I think they don't have anything for Jack Swagger. So they're like, hey, let's put you in this feud, see what happens. That's what I think is happening here.
Well, the other thing too is why is A-Rai not involved in this anymore? Why don't they involve some other stars that could possibly benefit from this? You know, I mean, there's a U.S. title at stake. You know, have a three-way for it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe throw another guy in there. Have a four-way.
Yeah, you can have A-Rai should be involved in that, and he can actually potentially win the title.
But you realize what we're doing right now, right? Because we've been talking about this for like 4 weeks. We're beating that dead horse that WWE is not paying attention to.
Hey, look, it's Jared over there. He's beating that dead horse from Subway. All right, so should he have put over Christian? That's the big key. And I think he should have because this was a really clean win. He didn't. I don't even think he actually got out of the Cena's finisher at all. I think he just. No. Got into it, and Cena was smiling, did it, 1, 2, 3, and that was it. You would think that, you know, maybe he would have blocked it or something like that, then got it. No, he just took it, and that was 100% clean. Where do you go from here with Christian, then? That's the other thing.
Oh, Christian's been buried. And my problem with this is, if you really want people to tune into SmackDown, and you have Christian beat John Cena, you are going to have something to talk about. Christian can say, I beat your Raw champion, quote unquote, even though he doesn't have the belt, but still. You could do that. I think that this was a missed opportunity on the WWE's part. And I understand you obviously want Cena to win, but have him put people over. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with Cena, you know, losing cleanly to people, or even losing by, you know, stupid methods like pulling the trunks or feet on the ropes. You know, you can do stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm very surprised. So we find out that Triple H is going to be facing CM Punk and not Kevin Nash. This is kind of weird. So the reason behind this is that he's not medically cleared. So
that Nash isn't medically cleared.
That Nash is, yes. So there has something's going on with him. You know, it could be something really simple. Could be a bad blood test. You never know, or a bad physical. We don't know yet, so, having Triple H step in, is this happening way too soon? Should this happen at, you know, maybe Royal Rumble or even WrestleMania?
I think that it is, and I was reading reports online that said that they were actually planning this for Survivor Series, that this was going to be, like, the main event or the second main event, which makes sense. I mean, this, you know, of course, would be a huge, huge match. But at the same time, I think what would have been nicer is to, if Nash couldn't wrestle, see what Sean Waltman's doing. I'm guessing probably nothing, okay? Have him come in.
He's doing a thing right now where he's saying wrestling is fake, and he's showing the people backstage talking about the finish they're going to do. That's what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty boring.
Or you know, bring in somebody else. I mean, why have it be... why have it be Triple H at this point in time? You could have him wrestle Kevin Nash for like two pay-per-views, you know?
But he's not clear. That's the thing. So who else do you bring in? Do you bring back someone else who is using the NWO music? I mean, they could have brought Virgil back. I mean,
I think that having Virgil wrestle would have been a great idea. That's what I think.
It would have been great for superstars. So Let's go move on to the Super SmackDown now. This is also, it was not taped. It was actually live on Tuesday on Sci-Fi, of course. Sin Cara comes out and he beats Daniel Bryan. Why?
Is Daniel Bryan getting buried in? That's the question that we need to ask. Because he's lost quite a few matches, and this one against Sin Cara was kind of a big one.
I think what they're trying to do here is they're trying to make him be an underdog. But the thing is, why make him? You don't need to make him an underdog. He's a made wrestler already. He can wrestle. If you notice his moves that he does, yeah, he does some of the same spots. But the thing is, they're polished. You don't see him falling. That's the thing. Yeah. And he sells properly. He knows what he's doing in the ring. So why did Sin Cara win? Well,
and why did he kick him afterwards?
Well,
too?
See, that's why I think that they're going to bring back Mystico to do Sin Cara, at least for a one shot or something. Bring him back, have the Sin Cara versus Sin Cara. All the kids love the merchandise, so they're not going to get rid of the character. It's one of the hottest selling items, so they're going to continue to do what they're doing with that stuff. So what I think will happen is that it's going to be Sin Cara versus Sin Cara. It could be as close as, you know, as soon as Night of Champions, but it'll probably be the following pay per view. Because they need to build this up. They need to show that guy as a heel and then have Mystico come back and actually state that he was hurt. You know, you could do that if you wanted. That's
well,
the only
problem is, though, he doesn't talk. And he's never talked, which is actually kind of in their favor, which we'll talk about, you know, a little later on. But Daniel Bryan, though, he's had clean losses now to Wade Barrett, to Christian, Sin Cara, and a few other people even, too. So, I mean, is he getting buried, or do you still feel that it's just
the only way that he would be getting buried if he lost to Zack Ryder clean? That's the only way. That's the only way, dude. That is the only way.
All right. Well, let's move on to the Punk and Triple H contract signing.
Oh my gosh! All the ad libs on this one, by the way.
My question to you is: this is the what fourth contract signing in about a month of wrestling? I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, there's only been one that has gone off and nothing big has happened, which is Kurt Angle versus Sting. So what about this one? What did you think about it?
I don't know what to think about this. It was ridiculous. They just kind of went back and forth, back and forth. Triple H thought he made a point that CM Punk put him in his place, which I thought was pretty funny. You know, he was making the point saying that, who do you think pays for this? Who do you think pays for this? He's like, I want change. He's like, and this is not change. This is the same old boring crap, basically. We need to have wrestling change. You know, like I said, that the you know, CM Punk, like, just take Obama out of the picture, put CM Punk in there, and just put change. Because that's what it should be. And I'm not really digging the whole thing. Kevin Nash comes out, and then he beats up, you know, doesn't he powerbomb CM Punk or clotheslines him? I mean, and then he, you know, pushes Triple H. Come on. It's ridiculous.
Oh, they're trying to create like false tension there. So I don't know what's going to end up happening. But I got to say, I kind of like this segment that happened. I'm glad that they didn't overuse Punk because I was really afraid that they were going to.
Yep.
I feel like they have been, unfortunately. But I liked it. I thought it came off good. But you don't need a contract sign.
The other thing about the show that really like kind of grinds my gears is the fact that Christian lost. And he had the perfect opportunity to win. He punched Randy Orton. They had him open the cage, and he tried to run out within the first 5 seconds. Great classic. That was just a classic. And the fact that Orton wins by doing the RKO off the top of the rope onto the ground for the 1-2-3, I saw that coming. I mean, for some reason, I thought that was going to be the ending of the match, and that was horrible. Why do you have to keep burying Christian? That's the thing. You had him lose to John Cena, then lose to Randy Orton. Where do you go from here? TNA? Ring of Honor?
I, honestly, he should probably go back to TNA.
Takara?
In my opinion.
You know, it's just,
I feel like they don't know what they're doing with Christian, and I feel like they are losing a huge opportunity here.
Yes.
Which is, you know, as we've talked about before, if you want to complain, Andy, where do you go?
You go to HostGator. Are you a blogger, a podcaster, you're not happy with a web host like we were? You check out HostGator.com, you're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, bandwidth, and one-click script installs. And it also has a free site builder and the best control panel out there. Stop by today to try a free demo out to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you'll save 25% off your hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. And by the way, for everyone who has been downloading the show. If you notice the speeds have increased, that's because we're at HostGator now, 100%. Anyways, let's move on to Impact Wrestling. Impact Wrestling is slowly building the RVD versus Jerry Lynn feud.
Yeah, so Jerry Lynn has been interfering in all of RVD's Bound for Glory matches. He's been causing DQs, which, of course, loses RVD 10 points, or he will kind of distract RVD so RVD loses and somebody else gets their 7 points. So I got to ask you, Andy, what do you think about this very slow build up?
Just get it over with. Just have RVD and Jerry Lynn feud. Get it over with. Let them have their match. Jerry Lynn will, you know, get hurt, probably taken out on a stretcher saying he can never wrestle again, and that's it. That's what's going to end up happening. I can just tell. But one thing I did that I was very excited about on Impact this week is that the Tag X Division match that Spanky Sorensen had against Cash and Austin Aries, it was pay-per-view quality. Probably the best match in a long time on free TV. Really great. And, of course, Spanky and Sorensen went over Kid Cash and Austin Aries.
I think the big thing here is that TNA really needs to put this stuff in the forefront. They need to show off what they do well. And what they do well is their wrestling. TNA has the best wrestlers in the world. Hands down. Like, you know, as an all-in-all thing. Yeah, WWE has some really great ones. Punk, you know, Daniel Bryan. TNA, though, as a whole, has the best. And I really hope that they continue with this. Just like I really hope they continue with the Samoa Joe and Matt Morgan storyline, because it looks like they are going to feud, probably have it culminate at Bound for Glory. And I think that these two could have a really great match.
Yeah, because Matt Morgan can take the bumps, and he knows how to handle basically the cruiserweight style wrestlers. And Samoa Joe's kind of one of those guys where he's the power and he's also cruiserweight, so it's going to be interesting to see how everything pans out. I mean, I'm excited about this match. It's definitely going to be worth pay-per-view cost.
Yeah, absolutely. And then AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels had another great match.
Why
and
on free
Daniels,
TV?
Daniels went over this time. What do you think?
So Styles is going to go over with pay-per-view. And why on free TV? Why?
I don't
why know. Why on free TV? We'll never know. So
well, it should have been at the pay-per-view.
It should have been.
And then you have the third one at Bound for Glory.
Correct. So Kurt Angle, he faces Sting, and he actually retains in this match. And Hogan's the ref, by the way, which is the weird one. That's really weird that Hogan's the ref. But that's
I thought this was unnecessary. I mean, you have the match, and you don't need Hogan in there. Have Kurt Angle go over clean, you know? I mean, why does that have to have this controversy in there, you know? Why?
Yeah, it makes no sense to me. And then of course, if I'm correct, Angle starts getting beat down, and then Anderson makes the save.
You mean Sting gets beat down.
I'm sorry. My bad. Sting gets beat down. Anderson makes the save. Great. That's great. So we need to talk about Sin Cara.
Yeah. So, Andy, our weekly topic is Sin Cara is WWE's dream. And the reason that, and you don't even know any of this going in, that's why I actually think this will be a really fun weekly topic. Because basically what I want to talk about is the idea that, like, let's just say, all right, let's suspend any rumors that Mystico was going to come back and it'll be Sin Cara versus Sin Cara. Let's just say Sin Cara is gone. And was it Hunicho or however you say his name? He is Sin Cara now.
Okay.
Why is this WWE's dream? Because let's say Hunicho
gets injured.
Let's say he gets injured, yeah. Guess what? He gets to get replaced.
Yep.
He gets to be replaced. And let's say his replacement gets injured. Let's say he's on drugs or something. You have somebody else come
in. You can keep reusing that character because he doesn't speak.
Absolutely.
So that's the best part. And really, the two Sin Caras looked pretty much alike. There are subtle differences. The fake one is a little bit heavier than the real one, which is really obvious. But basically, their upper body type was pretty much the same. You know, same hair color, of course. And their moves pretty much were the same. And that's how most luchadors wrestle anyways. So you can interchange them.
Yeah.
That's great for the WWE.
So they tried this before, as we know, with Razor Ramon and Diesel, since they own the right to those characters. Mm-hmm. And that failed. And everybody gave them crap for it. They actually were legitimately going to try to use them as those characters and see if people caught on. Well, guess what people did?
They did it because of WCW. If they went somewhere else that wasn't on TV, they could have got away with it. Like with Sin Cara. I mean, he could have gone somewhere else and said that, hey, I was WWE Sin Cara. And people have been like, what?
Yeah, so my question to you then, Andy, is this something that they're going to do more of?
Yes, because they want to get more cruiserweights, and if they can mask them, that's the best part. Especially if they get guys that don't have tattoos, because that's the other issue you run into. If Mystico gets a couple tattoos, and he comes back as Sin Cara, they can never replace him then.
Yeah.
So it would be interesting to see if that happens, and they want to replace him. If that other wrestler will get a tattoo that looks very similar to his.
Well, you could always have it painted on, but you know you have the possibility of it coming off.
Right.
So what about other wrestlers, though? I mean, what if you have a wrestler that looks similar to another wrestler? Could you do this?
They tried this with the Ultimate Warrior, I think, at one point, and it failed.
In WCW, they did.
Yes, they did.
The Renegade or whatever I think his name was.
So it would fail. Unless the guy is masked and he's a certain body type with no tattoos, you can't do it. That's the thing.
So if they bring in another one, let's say they have, because you know Rey Mysterio is out for a while now, as we've talked about. You only have Sin Cara now. Let's say you bring in another one. Is this something that WWE? I mean, is it a bad precedent to set? You know, I mean, if you're a masked wrestler,
If you're a masked wrestler, but if you're just a regular wrestler, you'd have to find almost an exact twin, and that's hard to do unless you have a twin, like the Hebner brothers.
Yeah, well, you know what? It'll be interesting to see how they roll with this. I think that the WWE, business-wise, it's a smart move because you have this character that people love. And as you said before, you know, it's something that they've built up that they can keep this going for a while. And you know what's sad? Like Spider-Man, he could never age. Literally, you could have a Sin Cara around for a long time. You could have him around for 30 years and basically keep him, you know, somewhere between 30 and 35.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the best part. That is so awesome. So
for business.
Yes, it is. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank Section 86 for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking time to download this to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.